William, disappointing result, not the momentum you would want going into a World Cup.
Yeah, it's not great momentum, as you said, going into it, but it's a worthwhile exercise. I think obviously getting out here early has been key to your preparations, and as I said, travelling halfway across the world, it does take a few days to get over that. So we've been a bit slow starting off in the last 2 days training, we've mentioned that, and we've been slow going into this game, which isn't ideal. We were always going to bat first in this game, regardless, we knew it was going to be slower up front and potentially harder to score on, and it did get slightly easier there at the end, but that's not in any way an excuse, because we weren't good enough in all three facets. I think we had good stages with the bat, we'd set a couple of good platforms, but we just didn't manage to kick on and get that one big score individually, and also keep those wickets in hand at the end, which we did do to an extent, but just didn't bring it home as strong as we would have liked to. And we're probably, as it obviously suggests, we're 25 to 30 short there, which would have made that a lot harder for Rami Peterson throughout the middle as well.
Yeah, we were 202 for three, so only scored really what 53 in the last 10, and you'd be looking 80 to 100, I suppose.
Yeah, we would, but also you need myself to go on and bat for another few overs there as well. So it hasn't been ideal. Obviously, it is very disappointing coming down the back end there and not bringing it home as strongly as we would have liked. But in saying that, I don't think we're anywhere near where we can be with the ball as well, which is disappointing. I thought Andy McBrien bowled very well there, and Craig Young and Maxi bowled very well on stages, and obviously Chester didn't get as many overs as he potentially could have as well. But I think that there are promising signs there, but we have to get everything nailed down, especially in those first 10 overs.
Yeah, we did look a little bit rusty. I mean, that's fair to say, only to be expected, I suppose.
I wouldn't say to be expected. I think you can look at it in your first game of any tournament after a couple of days with the travel, etc., and you can potentially, some people can use that as an excuse, but I'm not having it, really, to be honest. We've had three very good days training, and we should have been a lot better than what we were today.
Yeah, but saying that, a lot of the batsmen look good. I mean, yourself, Fed Joyce, Andy Balbirnie, Niall O'Brien, Gary Wilson all got a bit of time in the middle.
Yeah, and that's crucial. Obviously, time in the middle and overs under the belt is as crucial as anything in the build-up to tournaments. Obviously, we want to be winning games like these as well, not taking anything away from the way the Rami and Peterson played. I thought they were a very well drilled side, and they showed that, and they're right in the middle of their season, which is great, and they put in a great performance. But as I said, we've got to be better than that, and obviously time in the middle is great, but I think obviously as well coming into next week, I think the pitch will get slightly quicker and be slightly more conducive as well to scoring, but we've got to be able to adjust the pitches as and when we get them, and if the toss has an effect in a game, you've got to be able to adjust and score accordingly, regardless of how it is.
But over the years, it's shown we are very slow starters, no matter what competition we play in, but we always seem to come good at the right time.
Yeah, we do seem to come good at the right time. I'm not really liking that phrase or that style. If they're saying we're quite slow starters, I'm not really sure about that. We've got to be better than what we have been in terms of starting competitions, and obviously this is the start of a competition for us. We've got three games, and this is the first of them in the build-up to the 16th of February. But as you said, we have been good when it matters, and we've stepped up to the mark, and we've got to be on the money, and we've got to do that on the 16th of February.